This is Friends of History Debating Society. I welcome Svetlana Lakova, the author, historian Svetlana Lakova. The important book that brought us together was The Spy Who Changed History, the untold story of how the Soviet Union stole America's top secrets. Svetlana published that book on her road to being an important historian of the Soviet Union and Russia. However, along the way, there was this side trip. And we're going to talk about the side trip tonight because she's also the author of Spygate Exposed. You all know that Svetlana was caught up in a operation by a man named Halpern over several years, the intention of which was to undermine the credibility of General Michael Flynn. Svetlana was caught up in it, and Halpern and others advanced a distorted version of reality. However, the need to get that story out has dominated Svetlana's life for these many years because it's undermined her ability to continue being an important historian. Today, I want to tell the story of Svetlana's book, Spygate Exposed. Svetlana, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. When we first started talking, I believe it was 2019, I caught up as quickly as I could with the story so far, starting in 2014, a dinner in Cambridge, and leading to all kinds of cross purposes in 2016 during the presidential election. But in 2019, it was your intention to publish a book, Spygate Exposed, which is now published. However, along the way, there were blocks, obstacles, and chiefly there was Halpern in the way. What happened to your book when you first submitted it to a publisher? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and thank you for having me on. That's right. So when we were talking at first, the idea was that obviously somebody who's an author, naturally I usually talk about other people's experience, and usually this is people's experience, you know, from about 100 years ago. And suddenly I ended up myself to be a character, you know, a character in somebody else's very, very bad novel. Except, unfortunately, this was real life, where I was being portrayed by a bunch of very bad people, including Stefan Halper and his friends, as a Russian spy seducer, and the story ranges from me being some kind of, you know, red swallow, seductress, into being a military intelligence officer for Russia and everything in between. None of it was true, but here I was in that situation where those stories were being manufactured about me in order to take down President Trump and his advisors. So, my only response to that was to apply my analytical skills and write the story about what happened to me. And I wrote a book, and then a lot of people didn't want to see that happening. So whilst I was fortunate enough to get a book deal with a conservative publisher, because unfortunately the any other publisher, the big publishers, they didn't want to know because it's very tough to get books published. But the book, to try and get it published was a huge struggle. So the distributor of the book was supposed to be Simon Schuster, which is, of course, a huge publisher. And just before the publication, they received the letter from Stefan Halper's lawyers. And Stefan Halper is the man who fabricated false stories about me, and the distributor received a letter, and then it was followed by a letter to the publisher saying, basically, if you publish the book, if you publish my, Lakova's book, you're going to be in all of trouble. So they pulled out.
That was what? What are the dates here? When did the letter arrive and challenge your publication? What was that? Was that 2019?
No, so I think that we met in 2020. So we met at the CPAC, you and I did, which was, and I was actually there holding a big poster. So it was all ready to go. And then sometime afterwards, the letters, the threatened letters to the publisher and to the distributor began to arrive. And that kind of tells it, takes us to the very more sort of happy story, I suppose, of how you and I met. And the idea was that we were promoting the book that I was about to publish.
Right. We were at CPAC in Washington, and we did a panel in which Svetlana told her story, and we were helped by others, other experts on this matter, reviewing it. And at no point did we tell the story in any fashion that is not consistent with what we know to be accurate about the long, long version of Russiagate. You did publish the book, though. You published it in January of 2021. How did you do that? The book is available right now on Amazon. You can go and order the book immediately, Spygate Exposed. How did you publish it?
So I published myself. So the good news was that the book was ready. Which has literally got published, you know, it was edited. So, well, as an author yourself, and, you know, usually you have, you know, your lucky profession is to review other people's books. So, you know how it is, and your listeners know how it is, which is an author's job. You know, it takes ages to put all the material together. And then just as you think you're done, you submitted your first manuscript. That's when the editing and the re-editing and the re-editing begins, and the footnotes and the end notes and the, you know, just polishing everything, et cetera. So by the time that, you know, we met at the CPAC, it was all good. It was all good to go. However, it got cancelled last minute, but I was in a lucky position in that it was all ready. Everything was ready. So I had a decision to make, which is to give in and to get cancelled. I think I was the first person actually to be cancelled at that point by Simon & Schuster. So this is now quite a fashionable word. But I think I was actually had the unlucky privilege of being the first one. So the choice was just to give in, give up, move on, or to have the book come out. And of course, you know, the huge advantage would have been with a big publisher is that there would have been a promotion tour, there would have been the signings, you know, the usuals. However, I realized that if Simon & Schuster pulled out and cancelled me, then I had no chance in the world of having another publisher to be able to survive all the threats that were being thrown at us. Therefore, I took the only decision that seemed sensible, that I went and published it myself. So I literally took the manuscript, which was ready to go, and put it online, hit the button, and started, you know, promoting it myself through social media, through friends like yourselves, to try and get the awareness going. And the idea was to use all my skills as a historian, as an analyst, and apply to the story that was and still is happening in real time.
Right, the story of Stefan Halper using false statements about you in order to undermine Michael Flynn's credibility. That is a long way around, so I want to just come to where we are right now. The book is available, you tell your story, and others know, people you know, that your story is accurate. The investigation by John Durham continues. We don't know the end of it. But I want to do one more time something we've done before. Have you ever been contacted, were you ever contacted by the Mueller investigation during 2017, 2018, 2019? Did they ever call upon you?
No, I've never been contacted by the Mueller investigation at all, or any authorities for that matter. So you'd think that you have this. So remember, the accusations against me, you know, it kind of now seems laughable,
right?
Unless you know, people who like you who lived through the nightmare that was the Russia hoax, right? The Russia Gate. But it wasn't so funny, you know, in 17 or 18, where I was just looking at some graphs today, where I remember that I think there was either MSNBC, I think it's MSNBC, sort of screenshots of what really bothered people around the world, and particularly in America. And over half of the news coverage was about Russia. And the coverage was absolutely hysterical, right? So it was about Trump being the traitor installed by, you know, Kremlin candidate, Manchurian candidate, or Kremlin candidate installed by, you know, foreign, hostile foreign power. General Flynn was a traitor. You know, remember that the judge in charge of the General Flynn's case was threatening to put him in jail for 30 years. You know, I was receiving threats every day for being this, you know, traitor myself because I'm British and somehow, you know, being accused of, you know, seducing, you know, national security advisor into, you know, into working for a foreign power. So this was all on. Right, that was a huge, huge deal, and that mattered, and that lasted many, many years, both in terms of dominating our public discourse and our political, in a situation, but also, you know, people's lives. And at the same time, there was the massive FBI investigation, huge FBI investigation, for which Stephen Halper, you know, the person who falsely accused me, he was the chief witness. He was the main guy, and then he becomes the witness for Mueller.
Right,
he becomes the chief witness for Mueller. Right, so on the face of it, if you read the media, this is all, you know, serious, really, really serious. Right, but then I don't even get contacted.
All right, and one more detail: Mueller didn't contact you. Have you ever been contacted by the Department of Justice or by John Durham, the special counsel?
So nobody contacted me. Nobody said, well, you're this Russian, alleged Russian spy. You know, we have all the serious sources. And remember, of course, again, that you and I meet in the United States at the CPAC conference in 2020. So I'm allowed to go to America. You know, don't get stopped at the airport. Don't get asked a single question. I'm allowed to meet people. So nobody believes the story. And this is a disconnect, right? So you have this huge amount, you know, you have New York Times, Washington Post, all so-called reputable newspapers shouting from the rooftop that I am this, you know, dangerous, dangerous person and, you know, sent by Russian government as this military intelligence operative or whatever, you know, to compromise, you know, top people in the government. And then the reality is nobody asks me a single question. Nobody speaks to me.
Nor does your British government ask you questions when you return to Britain, nor do they send inquiries. It's been the allegation against you has been published in several British publications. I believe The Guardian and The Times is my memory. Did The Telegraph also do it? I don't recall.
Telegraph, Daily Mail, you name it. I mean, in the Guardian, I end up on the front pages.
Right.
So there is this whole Financial Times, you know, and of course all the U.S. publications. But, and I'm not even mentioning the social media.
And MI5
right?
is not knocking on your door. MI6 is not sending an inquiry.
No.
All right. Just making sure.
So there's this huge. It's this huge disconnect, right? Dangerous person going, right? And in the way that it's interpreted to the media, and then we later find out that that's what Stephen Harper was telling and Christopher Steele, they were telling this to the authorities.
And it's ongoing. It's ongoing. We don't have an end to this, which is why I regret there's no close here. We're going to continue another day, but we've gotten to now 2021, January 2021, during the pandemic. Svetlana, on her own, published Spygate Exposed, which you can look at and buy paperback in Amazon and read the story of how, well, the tale we just told you. It's all folly, except for it involves what you'd have to say, two governments at least, the United Kingdom and the United States, and a bevy of superstar celebrity actors over these years, two of whom are three of whom presidents of the United States. That would be Donald Trump, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden. All got involved at some point in the larger story of Michael Flynn. And now Svetlana is awaiting the facts from the Durham investigation, if those facts emerge, to vindicate the story she's published in Spygate Exposed. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.